On this week's arts page, deadline for entries for the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition extended to April 16. Stay tuned. It's almost time to select 13 parish queens who will act as cultural ambassadors for their communities, parishes, and the country in the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition later this year. And if you're 18 to 25 years old and you've been waiting on that sign from above to enter, this just might be it. Deadline for entries has been extended to April 16. Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, Stephen Davidson, says much more is being done to give young ladies, especially students, the opportunity to participate. This is one of the main reasons for the adjustment of the deadline.
One of the things we are doing for 2018 is that the parish coronations, which are normally held during the weekends in May, we have pushed that back to the weekends in June. So we can give a wider cross-section of persons from across the island. They are able to participate in the program once they have completed, you know, their other activities.
And if you're interested in a platform that could propel you to the heights of nation building, Mr. Davidson says this is just the competition for you.
It's a wonderful platform for them to give back to their community, to their parish, as well as to their country. And so we're looking for talented young ladies who are intelligent, who are looking to make an impact on nation building.
The rigorous period of training includes the honing of talents as well as deportment. Although only one national queen will be crowned, at the end of the competition, the experience would have made every parish queen a winner.
A very important part also is the training and development. So there are no losers at all in this competition. Everyone who enters will win because of the training and the development that they receive at the various levels of the competition.
A major part of being Festival Queen is developing and implementing projects for community and national development. 2017 Festival Queen Danalyn Swaby hails from St. Elizabeth. Her national project, Learn, Earn, Return Entrepreneurship for Community Development, entailed creating opportunities for young entrepreneurs. She says the project will be continued after her reign as queen has ended.
The reign has been phenomenal. I'm so grateful for this experience, the opportunity to engage with so many different people and to impact the cultural spaces and communities. I'm very grateful for the experience I had thus far.
The project is to be expanded across 5 parishes. Ms. Swaby adds that she is eager to provide support and guidance to the next cultural ambassador.
It's a bittersweet moment because I kind of reflect on what a year it has been. Certainly eventful, and it makes me grateful for taking the step to want to serve my community. I mean, all good things must come to an end. So at the end of it all, I am very anxious and excited to pass the crown on to another woman who is passionate about community development, their culture, and representing as a cultural ambassador.
The national coronation will take place during Jamaica Independence celebrations later this year, with parish queens vying for a cash prize of $455,000 and a host of other awards. Sectional prizes also include most poised, most active in community, and most culturally aware. Since the first competition in 1963, several past queens have excelled in various fields, including medicine, media, music, and politics. Past queens include Dr. Marsha Barnett, Jennifer Jenny Small, Dahlia Harris, and Crystal Tomlinson. Entry forms for the competition are available at the JCDC's website at jcdc.gov.jm, from the JCDC head office at 3-5 Phoenix Avenue in Kingston, or at any JCDC parish office island-wide. Call 926-5726-9 for more information. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.